This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And we welcome you to Campos Marina. We bring in Robbie Campo. And Robbie, say hello to my oldest daughter, Cherie, who is now a confirmed turkey hunter. Cherie, this is Robbie Campo, another very serious turkey hunter.
Oh, well, good
he
morning,
travels
Robbie.
Even further than I do to try to kill a turkey.
Yeah, I'll drive anyway. I just gotta say when and where. But yes, congratulations on the turkey. You know, on doing your turkey thing and getting into the sport. It's fun, man. I tell you, you know, to have a turkey gobble in your face is there's no other rush in the world better than that. But I tell you, Don, the other rush is these fish are biting, man. This speckled trout bite is on. You know, at every community hole that's out there, and from the Long Rocks to, you know, to all these little wells in the Sound, it's just been a spectacular week, man. Even Lake Bourne here on the eastern shoreline from Shell Beach, you know, going around to the eastern shoreline, it's been great. It's been some great fishing. I tell you, it's just a phenomenal week. Yesterday they did very well. The boats that got out yesterday morning did really well. I'm still wondering what's going to happen this morning a little bit. We got a northwest wind here blowing anywhere from 10 to 15, which is kind of strange for this time of the year. But, hey, it's here. We just, you know, it's the hand that we're dealt, and we're just going to have to deal with it. I think this is, from looking at the radar, that this is probably the last of it. But, you know, it's still a little misty here, not drizzling, but it's still a little bit of mist in the air. So maybe this is about to move on out, and, you know, maybe some people could come down and get some fishing done. Live bait, no problem. We got plenty of it. So if you come down and you're wondering if we're going to run out, that answer is no. We got plenty. So we got all the bait you want. So if you're coming down to St. Bernard Parish, hook the left at the bridge, you know, we're down here and we got plenty of it and wait for you. So, Don, I wanted to ask you something that I was told that, somebody brought this to my attention earlier in the week. I do not know if this is true. No one has confirmed this yet, but somebody did say there's a bill about this to buy a tag to keep one bull redfish. I'm not sure if that's if you had heard anything about this or not.
No, I'm not aware of it, but it's certainly a possibility. You know, other states do those type of things, but you know that kind of sounds like, I mean, if it's a conservation move, it's a conservation move. Why turn it into something to make money? You know, and allow something that you would go against what you did in order to promote conservation. I don't know. I don't understand it.
Well, me either, and I said, well, man, is this a money grab or is this, you know, because they're saying like this tag's like $15 or something if this passes through legislation. But I said, well, this has got to be just a money grab. So, but, you know, or what it would allow you to do is to maybe be able to catch that trophy redfish that you always wanted, you know, something 35, 40 inches to mount to put on your wall. But the flip side of that is they fought so hard to not keep bulls. Why would you want to sell a tag to keep them now? So I don't know what's going on with that, but I'm going to have to dig into this a little bit further. I did hear this earlier in the week, and I wanted to bring this, you know, ask you if you had heard about it. If you didn't, well, maybe you could do a little bit digging on it.
Well, I can, and I will check the legislative batch of bills when I get back to my office Monday, and I'll also talk to the folks at CCA because I'm sure they've weighed in on it already and have an opinion on if, in fact, it is being brought through. But I'm like you, you know, to sell off something that you put in for conservation, I mean, you can still get the fish mounted, take pictures, accurate measurements. You get that to any good taxidermist, they'll do a fiberglass reproduction, which really is the best thing to do on a fish that size, because when you try to skin it and scale a fish like that, they just have that kind of rough look to them, where they're nice and smooth and repainted and pretty. If you do the fiberglass reproduction, would be the way to go. But anyway, we'll talk into it. Maybe some of our listeners can weigh in on our text line at 504-260-1870. Robbie, before you go, how are the sales coming for the Big Star Tournament? Because we're getting close. It's time to get that ticket, because like you say, you don't want to be that guy that catches the winning fish and no tag.
Well, you know, Don, I haven't received Brad's sending my stuff down. I'm supposed to get all my stuff here Tuesday. You know, Rad Trash has got a lot on his plate right now. He's, you know, he's playing executive director. He's North Star Tournament. The man's got his plate full. So I'm supposed to be getting my stuff here. But everyone that's asked about it so far, you know, I just told them to go online and get it. So, you know, but everybody is gearing up for this thing. This is about to start here on Memorial Day weekend. So get your Star Tournament ticket and get your CETO membership renewed. If you didn't, you know, two good things to have in a boat with you way out there, because you might catch that tag redfish, or you might break down and you may need these guys. So you never know. So get that done. And like I said, if you want some bait this morning and you're worried about it, don't worry. Come on down. We got all you want.
All right. Sounds good, Robbie. Thank you for the report, and we'll catch up with you next week, and we'll talk more about that, Bill.
Yes, sir. Go shoot a turkey in the face. Talk to you guys later.
All right. There you go. I'll have to show you some of his pictures, Cherie. He's been to Florida. He shoots the Osceola. He went out and shot Rios. He went, you know, and he goes up to Kentucky, and he hunts up there. He gets around.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.